1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden delivered a very late night keynote address at the DNC. CBS's Matt Piper is there.
President Biden spoke for nearly an hour, closing out night one of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago. All the people here are up on their feet as President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are on the stage. And now, as I say this, you can hear the crowd going wild. Kamala Harris and her husband have just walked out onto the stage, giving each other a huge hug.
Harris surprised the crowd earlier in the evening when she took to the stage and thanked the president.
Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
Meanwhile, at a campaign rally in York, Pennsylvania, former President Trump was asked by CBS News political correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns about his constant jabs about Vice President Harris.
Do you think those personal attacks are necessary for you to win the election?
I hope they're not. But if I don't think somebody's good at something, if somebody's not good at something, I've always spoken my mind. I don't think she's very good at this. I think she'll destroy our country.
Now to new data about the nation's birth rate.
In a new
rate.
Report, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says an analysis of birth certificate data for 2023 finds the number of new births declined 2% from 2022. The CDC also finds the percentage of women with late or no prenatal care rose, continuing a trend that has worsened steadily since 2016. But there is some good news in the report. The teen birth rate continued to decline in 2023. It's dropped two-thirds since 2007. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A North Korean soldier has defected to South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
While the border is heavily guarded, South Korea has been encouraging defections from Pyongyang's authoritarian regime via powerful loudspeaker broadcasts.
Six people are still missing after a luxury superyacht capsized and sank off the coast of Sicily. Karsten Warner is the captain of a nearby ship.
In the life raft was also a little baby and the wife of the owner. The owner and her child are still inside, I guess. So it was a big disaster.
Yeah. The ship was carrying British, American, and Canadian citizens. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four men accused of killing Devante Mitchell outside a Milwaukee hotel will stand trial for murder. According to the criminal complaint, two security guards, a bellhop, and a front desk worker pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. They're each charged with being party to a felony murder and could face up to 15 years and 9 months in prison. In a hearing Monday, all four were bound over for trial. They're expected to enter pleas on Thursday. And Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz are headed to Wisconsin Tuesday. They'll host a rally at Fiserv Forum. These rallies have become big, energetic events, so you can expect a lot of people in the Deer District area. Walz at the Democratic National Convention Monday.
Just came from the Wisconsin breakfast, and the blue wall is solid, people. The blue wall is solid.
Civic Media will have special coverage all week from Chicago. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cleveland Guardians came to Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. They left after being swept in a three-game series. The crew with a 2-0 shutout Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's what this whole thing's about. When you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's what makes it feel really, really special. It makes you want to come to the ballpark every day when you have it like that.
The Brewers head to St. Louis to open a three-game series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers Raiders losing to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver. The Broncos played their starters, while the Packers went with their second and third string players, but Green Bay with poor run blocking and even worse pass protection.
Offensively, just want to see more fight from our guys. That was frustrating, just the lack of ability to move the football, both in the running game and in the passing game. So we definitely just got to reevaluate and take a long, hard look at everybody.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining sprinkles are done with, as we'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight. Light winds and upper 40s anticipated by daybreak. On Tuesday itself, sunny skies, highs reaching the mid-70s. Early fog Wednesday, then mid-70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location for the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center in Chicago. Great guest, Trigvi Olsen with the Lincoln Project, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program, or third hour of our program. On the line with us, or sitting right next to me, actually. I'm so used to saying on the line with us. Remote guests is Lee Saunders. He's the president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, one of the largest unions in the United States, one of the finest unions in the United States. You guys do great work.
1.4 million public service workers all across
the country. There you go. And it's marvelous. At AFSCME is the Twitter handle, of course, and AFSCME.org, the website. Lee, tell me about the union and the union's thoughts on what's going on here today.
Well, we're are just coming off of our convention last week in Los Angeles, and we had 4,000 delegates and alternates there. And they are very excited, and they are very committed to going back to their communities across the country and knocking on those doors and going to those work sites and talking to people about the importance of voting and the importance of participating in this electoral process and talking about the strengths of Harris-Walz ticket and what that means for working families all across the country, as well as the other races, Senate, House, down ballot. All of those elections are extremely important to our members.
You're finding people are willing to get out and work on these things?
They are now, and you know, it always takes some time, and mm-hmm. you've got to really educate first and talk to them and listen to what they have to say. But the closer that it gets, people are engaged and people are willing to do the things necessary to speak to your communities and speak to your family members and your union members.
Yeah.
And talk about the issues that confront workers every single day.
There you go. You mentioned the Harris-Walz labor agenda. How would you characterize that?
I would characterize it as two individuals who not only believe in helping and supporting working families, but they've lived it.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala has lived it. Governor Walz has lived it. I mean, he was a school teacher.
Yeah, he's a union member.
Yeah, he's a union member. Kamala comes out of the public service, mm-hmm. quite honestly, so they get it. They understand it. And I think that, in fact, I know that they're going to be very, very supportive of continuing the legacy of President Biden, but doing their own thing as well as far as improving the lives of working families.
It's always seemed to me, and I've written about this, that the two big challenges that labor has right now are, number one, overturning Taft-Hartley. I mean, that was just, Harry Truman referred to it as a vicious piece of legislation, and I think he was right. You know, ending this right to work for less thing, you know, that was pitched as right to work, which was just BS. It's right to work for less. And then secondly, short of that, because that's a big lift, all the incremental stuff like the PRO Act, you know, the card checks, things like this, Where do you see we're at legislatively moving forward in guaranteeing protections for labor and expanding organized labor in the United States?
It's a priority. It's a priority for us, and we believe that we will have a stronger chance. And as a matter of fact, we believe that we would have elected officials like Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and at the local level who would support the PRO Act. Keep in mind that we are not covered under the National Labor Relations Act in the public sector. So we have to have a different kind of law, federal law. We're calling it the Freedom to Negotiate Act, Public Services Freedom to Negotiate Act, which mirrors the same thing that the PRO Act does, only with private sector workers, because we don't have the luxury of being covered under a national law, even though the national law right now is flawed and we need to strengthen it. So we've got to do both. But the important piece is that workers have a seat at the table, and they can bargain collectively over wages and working conditions, benefits, safety and health issues, all of those kinds of things. We're confident and we believe that the administration of Harris and Walz will move forward with that along with a friendly Senate if we can continue to hold on to the Senate. And we really believe that we have a chance to flip the House as well.
That's great. I know that there are some red state governors who would very much like not to have their public employees unionized. How much power do they have? How extensive is that? What's going on with that? Ron DeSantis ranted about this back when he was running for president, and it sounded pretty grim. I don't know what he's been able to put into place. What is the state of unionization in the red states?
Florida specifically, they took the check off away from us. We have to recertify every single year with 60% of the voting population, of the membership within that state. So he tried to gut us. Yeah. If you think about what happened in Wisconsin, which was not a red state, when Scott Walker was the governor there, our union was born in the state of Wisconsin with public sector workers, and he stripped us of collective bargaining completely. You've had the same thing. They tried to do it in Louisiana. The governor blocked it, but the legislative people blocked it, and those were some Republicans that said, no, that's going too far.
Really?
But you still got that going, and here's the thing. If you look at Project 2025, they want to destroy all public sector unions. They say that.
Yes.
In that 900-page document.
Yeah,
they say
come right out.
They don't want public sector workers that, number one, be represented and have the right to bargaining and have the right to have that seat at the table, nor do they believe that they should be represented by a union. And that is black and white, clear is the nose on your face in that document. And that, all you have to do is tell that to our folks, because they understand the importance of having a seat at the table. They're all public service workers.
Yeah.
We do represent some private, but overwhelmingly as public service workers. And when you talk to them about that, they get it, because they do not want that table taken away from them.
Now, the Supreme Court has already put into place several of Project 2025's goals, blowing up the Chevron deference to go after regulatory agencies, gutting the Civil Rights Act, gutting the Voting Rights Act. Project 2025 may go a little farther in some of these regards.
It goes a whole lot farther.
A lot more draconian. But the Supreme Court is with them. It's very, or at least the six right-wing Republicans on the Supreme Court, particularly, the ones that are bought off, John Roberts' wife taking $10 million from big law firms, Clarence Thomas taking $4 million from his rich buddies, Sam Alito taking trips, with hedge fund guys. These guys hate unions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see, are there any cases that have been teed up to go to the Supreme Court? Do you see any danger coming down the road in this regard?
Well, if you look at Project 2025, there will be dangers. That's why it's so important to be involved in this election. We've got to elect someone who believes in workers' rights, and we know that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz believe in that. They're going to have control over who's going to be on that Supreme Court whenever somebody leaves.
Yeah.
Just think about another Trump presidency, and when you have a vacancy on the Supreme Court.
If the Supreme Court hadn't stolen the election in 2000 for Bush, we'd only have one right-winger on the court.
No,
right
it's telling.
Clarence
it's telling.
Thomas.
And that should scare people right there. I mean, to continue down the road that the Supreme Court is moving now.
Yeah.
That's not only attacking the freedoms of union members, but the freedoms of all Americans.
Yep.
And we've got to stop it. And the way that you stop it is to change course and to elect people who are pro-worker, pro-friendly, pro-family, to unions and the American public.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And the power of the Supreme Court is pretty grim. In the minute we have left here, by the way, we're talking with Lee Saunders, the president of AFSCME, the American Federation. What's next for your union? Where are you going from here?
Well, we're going to concentrate on the elections coming up in November. We are charged up. We've got people knocking on doors and talking with people all across the country. We're working with community organizations that are like-minded, who believe in supporting labor. And we're going to do everything that we can to educate and mobilize and organize our communities across the country so we have a victory in November.
Yeah, it seems like a really important project.
It is.
You know, it's amazing that, you know, people are concerned about the survival of, you know, abortion rights or even birth control for that matter. You guys are talking about your jobs, you know, the fate and future of your families.
Well, we're connecting everything.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an attack on our freedoms that we have enjoyed in this country that are slowly being attacked and taken away from us.
There you go.
And we've got to make that connection. And it's just not a labor union fight. It's a fight for those who care about continuing to have those freedoms.
There you go.
And to move forward.
Lee Saunders, you're doing God's work.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you.
Nice.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Thank you.
Yep. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, many of you know I talk a lot about how to improve your credit score in my radio minutes and also in my YouTube videos. But today, I'm going to talk about how to think about your credit score when you're trying to figure out how to get out of a lot of debt. And when you're in that situation, it's important not to let worries about your credit score determine which debts you pay first or how you pay your debts off. In other words, don't just rush to pay off a debt because a collector is threatening your credit. By that time, your credit report likely already shows you're behind and maybe even in collections. And frantically paying won't help much, and not paying won't make it that much worse. Take a breath, make your plan. I know that opening those envelopes and figuring out what's going on can be pretty tough. I'm here to say, it's okay. You can figure it out. You can do it. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, You are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
From dawn's early light to the setting sun, we rise each day, the work's never done. With calloused hands and dreams so bright, build this nation day and night. Work is the heart of America's pride. With good wages and less quality beside. Every effort, every task, a brighter future is all we ask. Work is the heart of America's pride.
Yep, we need organized labor. Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Dan in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, it's Dana. Just a quick tradwife story for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So my mother was a tradwife, and when they retired, my father got Alzheimer's, and the doctors wanted him to be in a nursing home because she couldn't handle it anymore. And so the nursing home wanted all of his Social Security, which left her with zero.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, what was she supposed to do? And nobody thinks of these things. I have three adult daughters, and I tell them all the time, you need to earn your own money. But people don't think of this. And this tradwife thing, we are not protected at all with Social Security.
Yeah.
So it's a thought for our friend JD. And that's all I have.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good point, Dana, and the whole Social Security thing back in 1935 was basically around the father is the homewinner, you know, the breadwinner, the home, you know, and mom is the homemaker, and it just doesn't reflect the reality of today. We really need to update Social Security. Step one is to have millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share into Social Security so that there will be the money to do things like expanding Social Security. But spot on. I think you're absolutely right. Dana, thank you so much for the call. Wynn in Solon, Maine. Hey, Wynn, what's up?
Well, I've got a couple of PhDs, and it really bothers me when I hear a word. I don't know what it is, where it came from, and who put it in my language.
It's a portmanteau, and it is, I believe it's in some dictionaries, tradwife. There's a Wikipedia page for it, if you'd like.
It's short for traditional wife. Well, where did it come from and who said it was okay? I mean, wow.
It's been around for about 20 years. It's in common use on the right. There are dating sites for women who want to be tradwives or men who are looking for tradwives. There have been all kinds of articles written about this for at least 20 years. You find them in all the right-wing publications. Mm-hmm. I would encourage you to simply plug tradwife into a Google search engine, Wynn. You'll be overwhelmed. Wynn, thanks for the call. Andy in Rockford, Illinois. Hey, Andy, what's up?
Hey,
I wanted to welcome you to Chicago, if nobody else has.
Thank you. You're the first.
In fact, I heard you on Stephanie this morning, and you guys have talked about so many different things. I just love to get right into all of it, but that doesn't work. What I want to talk about is, since you have these guys all trapped there, they're all running for office, that maybe you should have them encourage their opponents to get into the abortion issue, to commit to how much and how improved, how important these babies are, how precious the unborn is, how wonderful their lives are, and you could get them to get to the point where they're doing stuff like Senator Kennedy and just ignoring the different steps of development and indicating that they're all babies, and then go, I am so glad you feel that way. And so that means that you can work with me for other rights for children, like guaranteed food rights, guaranteed secure housing, guaranteed health care.
They have no interest in going there, Andy. I've tried it. I have tried it with so many of these guys. They have no interest in going there once that baby is born. And it's because, you know, a child who, or a fetus or a zygote, you know, something that has not yet popped out of mom, is pure. They don't need money. Mom should probably have prenatal care. They don't have political opinions. They don't need to be educated. I mean, you know, once that baby is born, Republicans are like, screw them. I mean, you know, look at in Florida right now. In Florida right now, Ron DeSantis is sitting on millions. I forget the amount. It's some mind-boggling millions of dollars that the federal government has given him to provide for free school lunches for low-income kids. He will not spend the money because Republicans don't give a damn about children. They only care about keeping women who are pregnant in that state of pregnancy to make sure that more white babies are produced. Once those babies are produced, they do not want to pay for them.
Point. And then
thanks, Andy. Bill in Minneapolis. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. I just get so galled by J.D. Vance's attitude. Don't seem consistent to me. I mean, he goes on and on about how in the 50s and 60s there were all these traditional wives, stay-at-home wives. But they had husbands in unions that could support a family on 40 hours a week.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
yeah,
you know,
society, economics was set up to support, you know, kind of a trad wife system. And like I said, you know, some women were okay with that. My mom certainly appeared to be. I mean, I never had a conversation about it with her,
I mean, if he's going on about trad wives, he should be pro-union.
Yeah.
But that's just galling to me, so.
Yeah.
And also, they never really talk publicly that much. I mean, like, in a Democratic speech, they never talk that much about Thiel and what he really believes.
About what?
He's got these crazy ideas. Peter Thiel, is it?
Oh, yeah. No, they don't like to talk about Peter Thiel. He sues people. he put Gawker out of business.
Yeah,
that might have something to do with it.
He wants America to break down and become corporate fiefdoms or something.
Well, you know, apparently. I don't know. I'm no expert on Peter Thiel. But, Bill, thanks for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls and the news of the day and our guests from here. Stay tuned.
Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back on the other side of this break, live from the Democratic National Convention. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread.
bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Special Report. While addressing the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, President Biden did not mince words talking about former President Trump.
Think of the message he sends around the world when he talks about America being a failing nation. He says we're losing. He's the loser. He's dead wrong.
Also speaking, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
We must also elect strong Democratic majorities in the House and in the Senate so that we can deliver on an ambitious agenda for the people.
Meanwhile, outside the convention, thousands of protesters took to the streets protesting the Israel-Hamas war.
We stand in solidarity with Palestinians for an end to the funding of a genocidal war in Gaza.
CBS News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. UW System President Jay Rothman is ready to submit his budget request that he says would bring Wisconsin up to the middle. Our public universities rank 43rd in the nation when it comes to how much funding they get from their state. Meanwhile, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota, all the states that border Wisconsin, all rank in the top 10. And the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum hits a road bump. Earlier this month, the state approved $9 million to buy the current property on the Capitol Square with plans to build a new museum. Well, now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners say the building isn't for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. But the Veterans Museum disputes that. They say one payment was late because of a processing problem, which was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has leased space there for more than 30 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Donahue, known as the King of Daytime Talk, pre-Oprah Winfrey, passed on Sunday, August 18th. He started his TV talk show career in Dayton, Ohio, tackling current events even if they made people uncomfortable. It was when he moved the show to Chicago and added a studio audience that the show became wildly popular before moving to New York in 1985. Donahue was the winner of 20 Emmy Awards, 10 as a host and 10 for his show. Oprah Winfrey, who took over the title as daytime talk show champ, wrote in O, the Oprah Winfrey magazine, that if there had been no Phil Donahue show, there would have been no Oprah Winfrey show. According to People magazine, Donahue was the first mainstream talker to acknowledge that women were interested in things other than mascara and cake recipes. In May of this year, Phil Donahue was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining sprinkles are done with, as we'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight. Light winds and upper 40s anticipated by daybreak. On Tuesday itself, sunny skies, highs reaching the mid-70s. Early fog Wednesday, then mid-70s. It's 60 at our studios.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Allbush joins us at 10:33 from the DNC. Hour number 2, Dr. Kristen Lierley, now an official candidate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Exercise. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing, plus 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at superbearing.com, code Tom. Sean, I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, there you go. Hear the chatter, voices rise, opinions scatter, across the airwaves, loud and clear, talk radio's always near.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Chuck in San Antonio, Texas. Hey, Chuck, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. As a retired military officer, I've got two things I want to say about the MAGA party. Number one, they don't understand what stolen valor is, and it's very clear in the Stolen Valor Act of 2005 and 2013. But they're claiming what Wall said about his retired rank is stolen valor, and I just challenge them. If that they're going to hold that as stolen valor, then they need to look at one of their own. Ronnie Jackson, Republican of Texas, who claims to be a retired Rear Admiral, when in fact in 2022 the Navy demoted him to captain. So a lie is a lie is a lie if they want to play that game.
Yeah. Chuck, you're an ex-Republican, as I recall, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Have extra credibility here. Keep going.
So the second thing I wanted to talk about was last week on Thursday evening, the former guy talked about the Presidential Medal of Freedom and how it's in many ways better than what he calls the Congressional Medal of Honor. Now, two things on that. Number one, there is no such thing as the Congressional Medal of Honor. The correct and only nomenclature for that award is the Medal of Honor. And to say that the Presidential Medal of Freedom that's given to fundraisers and other people on a willy-nilly basis, whatever blows the former guy's skirt up, is equal to the valor that the men and women who have earned the Medal of Honor is highly, highly offensive to me as a veteran.
Yeah, and let's make it very clear. That medal is earned. It is earned through extraordinary commitment to your country, willingness to take risks on behalf of your country and on behalf of your fellow soldiers, and seamen and airmen, and you know the whole bit. And I don't know how Trump gets away with this, Chuck. I mean, you would. I think the head of the Veterans of Foreign War came out and condemned him for it, didn't he?
Absolutely, and John Kelly. Whose word I'll take over anything the former guy says, you know, when he said suckers and losers. If Kelly said he said it, he said it. So
I completely
take those
agree with
people's
you.
Words over over the former guys.
I will, too. I will, too.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to voice that frustration.
Anytime at all, Chuck. And as a former Republican, if you ever want to, you know, on a slow day, if you ever want to call in and talk about, you know, what were the policies in the GOP that attracted you and where they're at now and where you think they should go, I'd love to hear your opinions.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Chuck. Good talking to you. Arlene in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Arlene, what's on your mind today?
Hi there, yes. Well, I actually have been quite concerned because I'm worried that the Democrats in leadership are not preparing. In other words, I hope they're getting ready to ramp up any actions that they see forecoming, their dirty tricks wise, because we know that these people have been preparing on how to steal the election now for 4 years. And so I hope there's legal help that's ready and able to spring into action, and that they're going to be proactive rather than reactive. Just like you were kind of surprised when you heard the guy say about how they might come out with something against walls and lies and stuff. Yeah. I'm surprised that you would be surprised, because these are things that we expect these people to do. And why are we not proactive going at them first and attacking? Because that's what we need to do. We simply need to be more Jared Markowitz.
Yeah, Arlene, I get it. I guess it's a statement of how I think. I mean, it just hadn't occurred to me, frankly, that any politician would be so crass as to just make crap up about their opponent. But apparently it's a thing. I mean, we know it's a thing, right? They did it to John Kerry. They did it to, they've done it to a number of political candidates. The former governor of Massachusetts as well. We need to get ready. It does appear that they have a three-pronged plan. You know, right now, Donald Trump is laying the ground for a stolen election shtick.
Yeah.
You know, he's already saying that these things are rigged, that, you know, because he knows he's going to lose. I mean, it was in April of 2020 that he started saying that the election was going to be stolen in 2020. So he's seen the handwriting on the wall that he's going to lose, and he's preparing his people so that they will. But he's not preparing them like, hey, you know, get ready, it's going to be a tough year. He's preparing them like, hey, get your guns out, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So, you know,
exactly.
Number one. And number two, he's bringing as many of them as possible into the political process where they can mess with elections. They're going to have thousands and thousands of people overseeing the counting of mail-in ballots, where they can challenge signatures and cause ballots from people in blue cities and red states to be rejected. And there will be millions of ballots rejected this year because of that process, and it may be enough to flip the election. And then number three, they've got their election deniers in place who are going to try to decertify the election, and they've got members of Congress who are perfectly willing to go along with that. So, and then obviously number four, the point that you made, you know, expect really vicious, really dirty attack ads in the last weeks before the election, when it's just virtually impossible to rebut them. You know, saying that, Tim Walz is as corrupt as Jim Jordan, that kind of thing. I get it, and I agree with it. Yeah. Arlene, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Julia in Ada, Oklahoma. Hey, Julia, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just want to say the real coup is probably the takeover of the Republican Party. But what I called about was I saw J.D. Vance do a little fist pump and the expletive extreme Catholicism. And I don't know what that is, although I was raised as a cradle Catholic. And I wonder if you can shed some light on that, whatever it is, new movement, old movement, or whatever.
Yeah. J.D. Vance in 2019, as I recall, converted to Catholicism. And I don't know if he's officially a member of Opus Dei, but he's hanging out with a lot of Opus Dei people. Opus Dei is a fringe sect of Catholicism that believes that women have no role in the church, basically, other than being subservient nuns, and in that case they need to keep their mouths shut or just teach at the schools. That Catholicism should rule America. that the Pope's word should be, you know, legal policy in the United States, that abortion and birth control should be illegal in the United States, the United States should be run as a theocracy, that we need at the senior levels of management, as it were, of power in the United States, openly religious figures, that we need to rewrite our laws, that we need to be teaching our children the Bible starting in elementary school. You can see one state has already done this. I believe it's Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt. It's being challenged, but, you know, in Alabama tried it with Roy Moore back in the day. These people hold, they basically want the glory of the Catholic Church, from 400 years ago when it ruled everything. We had a 1,000-year period where the Catholic Church ruled Europe, and there's a reason why you call that the Dark Ages. They prevented basically any forward advance, socially, scientifically, literarily, artwork, anything. They just, they just locked down the entire continent. And that's what they want to bring back, these people. And J.D. Vance is, gung-ho for it, which is, in my mind, kind of, and you hear it, when he talks about, that the only legitimate role for postmenopausal women is to be grandmothers, and that the main role for women is to be mothers, and that people who are childless are just miserable cat ladies, and, or women who are childless. He doesn't talk so much about men who are childless, but... And now here's the weird thing. This is all over the internet right now. It's all over Twitter. Republicans at Trump rallies are carrying little urine sample jars with some white, thick white stuff in it. And it says something like J.D. Vance samples. And it's supposed to shame Tim Walz because both of his children were born by in vitro fertilization, as if Tim Walz's sperm isn't as potent as J.D. Vance's. I mean, this is how weird these people are. They're just like weird, weird, weird. Julia, I got to run, but check out Twitter. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's incredible. Thanks so much for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, that's about as weird as real men wear diapers, which is a thing also on the Republican side. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, it might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food. Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on it to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
Through the sky.
Welcome back. Traveling 9 minutes before the hour, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago at the United Arena. Doug in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Doug, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, anytime there's a mass shooting now, it seems like Republicans come out and go, it's not a gun problem, it's a mental health problem. So I think we ought to agree with them and tell the gun owners that we won't come after your guns if you agree to go to a single-payer health insurance plan that includes mental health. And then go in and campaign in the areas of red states and say, we won't go after your guns, but if your politician here, if he continues to do what he's doing, you know, you've got a choice, people in the red states, either give up your guns or go to a single-payer health insurance plan that includes mental health.
Yeah, or as an alternative, you know, if you want to buy a gun, you have to have 3 visits to a psychiatrist. I mean, you know, if a woman wants to get an abortion, she's got to go in first and get an ultrasound. She's got to watch a horrible movie about how, you know, the horrors of abortion, and then she's got to wait 3 days. Why not do the same thing to gun owners? Only instead of, you know, having them watch abortion movies and get a wand stuck up inside them, have them watch something about, you know, the damage that guns do, have them undergo a psychiatric evaluation, and hell, you could stick a wand up their butt too, you know, just to make it even.
Well, is what I'm trying to do is get something out of it. And single-payer insurance would do a great deal of good for this country.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Doug.
That's
maybe,
the way
maybe we could
I
do both.
Well, right. Yeah.
But single
insurance first.
Yeah, I'm with you. Doug, thanks a lot for the call. That was a good one. That spot on. Mel in Minneapolis. Hey, Mel, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to KTNF.
Hey, John, I want to be aware that somehow to get a fact-checker during the debates. As you know, the former guy lied 30 times in 90 minutes. How can we get a fact-checker at those debates coming up?
I think you're going to have a fact-checker there who's going to be a very aggressive fact-checker, and I think her name is Kamala Harris.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think she and both Mr. Walsh will be their own fact checkers. But
yeah, that was the problem Biden had. He wasn't quite quick enough on his feet to do it.
Right. But CBS, not Fox Entertainment, may be more inclined to have a verified fact checker and not necessarily rely on Kamala to do it on her own.
Yeah. No, I would love to see the networks fact check, and I would love to see them say, you know, whenever there's just an obvious transparent lie, you know, that's an obvious transparent lie. I'm completely with you in that regard. I doubt they're going to do it, though, because that would mean that they would be interrupting Donald Trump about every 4 or 5 seconds. You know, he concatenates his lies, he strings them together and shoots them out like a fire hose. It's called the Gish Gallop technique, according to Mehdi Hassan. I don't think Kamala Harris is going to let him get away with it. And I don't think Tim Walz is going to let J.D. Vance get away with it either, because you know J.D. is going to do it too. Because all these guys have, the only policy they have is more tax breaks for billionaires. Let's hate on queer people. Let's, you know, make it harder for black people to vote. You know, let's destroy the unions. Let's make rich people richer and make poor people poorer. That's the Republican agenda in a nutshell. And, oh, and let's stop any more brown people from coming into the United States because we want America to be a white country. You know, that doesn't sell. That stuff doesn't sell. I realize it sells with a small base of racists and billionaires, but by and large, it doesn't sell. And so, I think that, it's all pretty predictable. Mel, thanks. Thanks for the call. Mark in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was reading this morning where James Comer is now using the Oversight Committee to try and do an investigation into Tim Walz.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I mean,
impeachment investigation.
Yes, notwithstanding Harris, he's trying to investigate Harris, and now he's going after Tim Walz. I just think it's time to remind everybody again: we have to purge these radicals out of the Congress and the Senate.
Yeah.
Otherwise, nothing's going to get done.
Yeah, and Jim Comer is a hustler, and he's got, you know, all kinds of weird history with his family farms and his phony tax breaks, and, you know, the guy is dirty. Mark, I got to run. It's the end of the show, but thanks so much. Good talking to you. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting every day here from the DNC, and tomorrow we'll have more guests and more of your calls, and I'll be filling in on what's going on, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned. And in the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
The next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.